Hello and welcome. Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is my neighbor at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, Phil Potempa, Marketing Manager for the Theater at the Center. So Phil, the fall must be one of your busiest seasons as we move into the holiday season. So who and what is coming to the Theater at the Center?
It absolutely is. The fall is a time when folks are starting to gear up. They've had their fill of summer festivals and outdoor street events, and they're ready to come into the theater and be immersed into arts and entertainment. So we at Theater at the Center, of course, based at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, 1040 Ridge Road, are ready to welcome them in. And using the same formula that we've been using the last year and a half or so, with a blend of tribute concerts, some live theater events with 1 week runs, and special events that hopefully will draw again a diverse audience. So we like to say something for everybody. In September, when we kick off, we're bringing back some of our tributes. So we want to bring back the folks that are the Salute to Jimmy Buffett. So Gone to Paradise is a local Chicago-based group. They're coming in the weekend of right around the weekend of the 12th and 13th, and they bring in their concert that is not only just a salute to Jimmy Buffett. You'll think you're immersed in Margaritaville with all of the inflatable palm trees and the swaying breeze that they bring to their stage. They bring a lot of stage decor. They did fantastic about a year and a half ago when they were there. And so we bring them back, and hopefully same thing. We have an audience that's cheering and swaying to all those familiar tunes of Jimmy Buffett. As you nod a little bit farther into September, we like to help give back to the community, as of course we're under the umbrella of the Community Foundation. And in doing so, we've got a special concert event that brings in the Purdue Choir, and that will benefit our Cancer Resource Center that's right there in Munster, Indiana, our neighbor. And it's a wonderfully organized event that a year and a half ago, it sold out, much like Gone to Paradise concert did as well. It was an American English tribute to Beatles that was brought in for that fundraiser the last time. This time I mentioned it's the Purdue Choir. Now, it's not the Glee Club, which was kind of a long-time standing tradition for Theater at the Center. This is their actual choir. So they'll be doing a lot of faith-based music. And last time, all 400 seats sold very quickly. So I'm just going to take a little break here to remind everybody that tickets are always available at 219-836-3255 is the box office, or www.theater@thecenter.com.
Now, I've noticed that you have paired a number of these performances with meals provided by 1040 Catering at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts. Could you tell us more about why you are doing that and the appeal of this combination of food and performance?
Thank you so much for mentioning that. When we talk about the arts at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, with, of course, South Shore Arts being our friendly anchor with the art gallery and all of the programming and classes that you folks provide, culinary arts is another division, and the folks at 1040 Banquets and Catering, Chef Hugo and Maria, do a phenomenal job of planning theme menus to go with each of these concert events and theatrical runs that are just incredible in our elegant ballroom. So it's really one-stop shop. If you're booking at the box office, your theater tickets, our representatives always will ask, do you want to add the meal? And of course, the answer should be a resounding yes, because for right around $30, you'll get a multi-course meal served conveniently 2 hours before the curtain goes up. It's always a full bar that's available as well for libations, and those drinks can go right into the theater. But again, these meals are so cleverly themed, be it when we had our Elvis tribute with his favorites, or when we had Reba McEntire as a tribute a few months back. Chef and Maria always plan these menus right to a T, and they never, ever disappoint. So you're right, this is an added bonus when you come to the Theater Center. It's always free parking, but besides the art gallery, the stroll, the South Shore Arts Gift Shop. The dining is an added component that just makes it a complete evening or afternoon event.
Now, I know that you will be hosting a special Thanksgiving program. Would you like to tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely. That's wonderful. We end October with one of those live play dramas for a 1 week run. So for the folks that say, we miss when you had theater main stage runs and big musicals, we haven't gotten back to the musicals yet, but we have brought in live theater events such as the return of Leslie Goddard in her guise of the legend of Lizzie Borden. So she'll be doing that right at the end of Halloween, and that bridges into Thanksgiving, where I'll do just a one performance for a Sunday afternoon run in early November of Thanksgiving from the Farm. It's a popular cooking show that I've done throughout the years that couples with the cookbooks that have been published. But most of all, it brings alive those newspaper columns that appear in Chicago Tribune Media and the cookbooks that have been published. So folks can have a couple hours immersed and watch me whip up seven courses in 90 minutes or a little less when you take out the intermission. So it's a definite, you could guarantee that the theater will be wafting with wonderful aromas that day, Jonathan.
I have to say, it's wonderful working at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts. And as you say, it's a building that really does encompass a broad interpretation and understanding of the arts, including culinary arts and Chef and Maria at 1040 catering, the theatrical arts with theater at the center, the musical arts with Northwest Indiana Symphony, and the visual and fine arts with the exhibitions and art classes provided by South Shore Arts. So thank you for your part in that wonderful building and Center for the Arts in Munster. And we really wish everybody a wonderful creative fall and hope to see them in our building at one of the organizations that is part of that wonderful center. Well, thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.
Thank you, Jonathan, and to your listeners as well.